Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The third busiest port in the world has partly shut down. That's in China, after a worker there tested positive for COVID-19. The Ningbo Zhoushan port is a key interchange for shipments to Europe, to North America. And it comes as supply chains around the world are already clogged by the pandemic. We're joined now by Michael Regan. He's senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike. So where did this COVID case in the Chinese port come from?
Yeah, so it's literally is just one worker at the port who tested positive for the virus. I haven't read if they've determined where he got it. But if you remember from the beginning of the pandemic last year, China reacts very strongly to try to stop potential outbreaks. Mm-hmm. So with this one case, it shut down the terminal of the port where the worker was working. And so they could isolate and test any coworkers that the worker may have come in contact with. And obviously that takes some time because you need to wait until enough time has passed between any potential exposure and what the test results show. So that's the process they're going through right now.
All right. So now for container ships loading and unloading or that want to do that in the port, what's happening now? Are they stuck?
Yeah, so some of them are stuck, but what was shut down was one terminal within the port that handles about 25% of the cargo that passes in and out of the port. So everything that was headed to that one terminal was shut down, and they're redirecting ships to other terminals at the port. They're actually able to pass off a good chunk of those ships to the other terminals, but obviously not all of it. So that could cause a big bottleneck as far as getting these ships in and out of the port. So that's likely going to slow the delivery of a wide variety of goods coming in and out of China.
All right. And slowing at an important time here, right? I mean, this is the critical lead up to Black Friday, to the holiday season. I mean, should there be any nervousness in North America?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of goods start shipping from China for the holiday season now. So there is a concern that the impact of this could last all the way through, say, Black Friday and the shopping period that ends goes after that. The Port of Los Angeles is a major destination for a lot of these exports, and they've already said they're bracing for a decline in shipments arriving there. So it's kind of a wait-and-see type of situation now to see how long it stays closed and how big of an impact that will be.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, buy your Xbox now. Finally, I just want to ask you, Michael, is there a broader concern here? Is this a potential signal that we could see more of these cases at ports around the world? I mean, the world is much more connected now, right, than when the pandemic first came.
That's absolutely a concern now on a lot of people's mind. Not only the ports, but all the various links in the supply chain. We've already seen production at some factories, a Samsung factory in Vietnam, for example, and some other manufacturers there and Malaysia have shut down or at least partially shut down because of COVID outbreaks. So it's a worry all throughout the supply chain.
Yeah, understand. So, okay, well, we'll be watching and obviously watching, as you say, ports, airports, you know, other parts of the global economy as this unfolds, as the Delta variant comes. Michael Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.